Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I think we're all very tired. Matt's a bit ratty. He wants to get
ratty.
On with the quiz.
It's just my normal state of affairs.
Just a bit ratty. And
regular rats.
Welcome to the podcast. We've got a Game of Thrones quiz tonight. I'm asking the questions. These two are answering. These two being Jamie Atherton, looks a bit like Roland Rat and sounds like him. And Matthew Wanless, just ratty.
Ratty like a catty with a batty little fatty.
Who's just done a little shatty. So, let's talk telly. Now, the weather's been nice again, been going slow. I'm still watching The Office every night. Was it Matt who hadn't done the big cat guy?
No, I hadn't. I have now finished Tiger King.
Yeah, I finished that last night.
What do you think, Jamie?
Oh man, I mean, it's hypnotic television. It's the bit where at the funeral of his lover who shot himself, he makes it all about how his lover used to distract him by waving his scrotum and his golden balls in front of him when he was on the computer, and then he continued to then sing this terrible song in front of everybody. I just can't believe it's real.
I think there's something pure and innocent, you know, all of those country songs that he'd written himself and filmed himself and made videos of. There's something so
he didn't record any of them. They admitted that on the
what?
Yeah, it's not his voice.
Even so, the voice isn't that great, but there's something just so there's something that is so human in him that we're all terrified that we've got 1% of that in us. Just the ego, the child, the guy who wants to run the animal sanctuary, the guy who wants to take down the world and take on the world and be governor and all of that. He's such a weird anti-hero that it just all adds up to be so unreal, but yet it is real.
Well, it's the whole cast of characters. There isn't one seemingly normal person in the whole show. Like, they're all just eccentric and strange. I mean, maybe I've missed. Is there anyone you kind of go, oh, yeah, I see where they're coming from.
The producer, that producer guy is the guy who seems the most screaming.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Which producer guy? The guy making the film?
No. The guy who's making the film at the start, but then who gets booted off when they... I mean, we're doing massive spoilers here. But the guy who gets booted out when they burn their entire stock of videos.
Oh. I don't...
Yeah,
Is it not the same documentary?
Did you skim it?
Do you mean the documentary, the guy who's making the Netflix documentary?
No. There's a guy who's making a documentary at the start.
Yeah.
When the studio gets burnt down, probably by Joe, he loses all of his stuff and gets booted off. It's a different guy entirely who makes the Netflix documentary.
I'm quite scared myself here. That's in the first episode.
No.
Oh. He's in a few.
He's in like three or four.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's only towards the end that he's.
He's the bald guy who's
badly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Got it.
The one who's smoking throughout. He's wearing a cowboy hat at the start, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. He was good.
He was good, but I really like the chap with the long hair.
To be honest,
I can't remember.
The other owner.
And the guy with no legs as well. Excellent.
Yeah, what's the name of the main owner? The guy who actually owned the place but spent all his time in Vegas?
Jeff Lowe.
Jeff Lowe, whenever he was talking to the camera, he seemed really quite straightforward. The things that they would describe he was doing, on the other hand, were just just
He was the one who came out of it the worst. He seemed like a total wanker.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But there's talk that they're going to make a limited series, a drama series out of it, with guess who would play Joe Exotic?
It's got to be Matthew McConaughey.
Already said that. They mentioned that, but it can't be.
No. Surely. I've got Rob Lowe.
Sam Rockwell, I'm saying. What? Rob Lowe?
Rob Lowe is the one who's linked.
Oh my god! To the show. Oh, that's bizarre.
He can do crazy.
Rob Lowe, who's an actor who's basically only known for being handsome.
Yeah. He's looked, I reckon that's been leaked by himself in prison. Rob Lowe's going to play me.
Also, the story, you know, this Carol Baskin story about her ex-husband, who did she kill or not? You know, there's that mystery around it.
Yeah,
that was actually, there's a podcast series about that whole story, and that's potentially going to be made into a TV show.
Right.
And Kate McKinnon from SNL might be playing Carol Baskin. So.
Big fan. What I do you see what I mean though about? It's hard to live up to its own opening, like.
I mean, I know what you mean about him. You can't help but root for him in a way.
Yeah,
because he's so helpless to his own personality.
Yeah.
Even when towards the end you start to find out he's a lot nastier than he comes across.
Then
did any of you watch the interview special that they did after it, which is post lockdown? Joel McHale, who plays Jeff Winger in Community, interviews all the participants of the documentary.
Oh wow.
And like, none of them really have any sympathy for him.
No, I was amazed that all of them just say he deserves exactly what he gets, lock him up and throw away the key. There was no sympathy.
Because the staff of the zoo don't come across as hating him in the documentary.
No, I didn't think that. Yeah, it
but
was
then
strange.
I suppose he's their boss throughout most of it. So what are they going to do? I mean, one of them had a arm removed and continued. I mean,
it comes across like at the end, that last episode, that they more put up with him than anything else, and because they love the animals, like the people. The interview at the end, a lot of the staff, you clearly see they actually did. They're the ones that really cared about these animals, and you know, a little bit more than what he did. And of course, the other guy, Doc, what's his face?
Doc's Atlin or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's been indicted, hasn't he, or something? He's in trouble. So that's
federal charges on. I can't remember what it was. It was for killing cubs, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was another really nasty piece of work. I mean, what a strange thing is this phenomenon of big cat owners being complete batshit nutfuckers.
It's
but
mental.
At the same time, try and tell me with a straight face that you didn't, when they were petting cubs, think, oh, I want a piece of that.
Totally, yeah.
I badly want to hold a tiger cub now.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't make me want to get closer to them, but I can certainly,
The cubs, though.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
The cubs are cute,
yeah.
Like when they're licking their faces and stuff. I mean, not so much when they're trying to tear their legs off.
No.
That bit where he said that he said they tried to kill him by spraying cologne on his shoes. But that whole bit where they're all filming him and it's like, he might get torn to pieces right now. It's like,
and
really,
no one's doing anything.
Nobody made any effort.
But what are they going to do?
Bad.
What are they going to do? It's so that for me, it lives and dies on those moments. Though it's those moments hold it together. Things like the Carol Baskin stuff is interesting, but it's classic. It's all talk and no trousers. I think it doesn't really get anywhere with that stuff. And I just feel like it lets me down. The cake's a bit loose in the middle, as is often the case with some of these stuff. But the drama's amazing. The ethics are fascinating. I love anything that's sort of cowboy and libertarian, and I'm much more perhaps centre than my family would hope I was about things like this. I want animals to be treated incredibly well, but at the same time, it doesn't mean that I am against any zoos or big cat places. You've just got to look after them properly. But the thing is that this, whilst it was giving you those kind of, you were kind of on his side to some degree, and then you find out that he's been shooting him, killing him. So how's that different? What do you think about his argument, which is how's that different from any other farmer? Farmers kill their surplus because they can't afford to keep them. If it wasn't for him, the cats wouldn't have been born in the first place.
I don't know. I don't have any. I don't have a particular side in this argument. It, you know, it's very hard to get through this stuff because, yeah, the ethical lines are very sketchy and grey. And why is a tiger's life worth more than a cow's?
Yeah,
but it's
because it's cute and we want to cuddle it.
Yeah, it's because it's a bit more magnificent, really, isn't it? In the end, that's where you, if you really get down,
it's rarer.
Yeah,
it's like I think I'd just rather leave the tiger alive.
I bet there's yeah, oh yeah, definitely. If there's people,
which is terrible, which is bad, but you know,
yeah. I mean, I suppose if you grew up around tigers,
got the high ground.
Well, yeah, but that's true. But that high ground, so all the grass is going to get eaten off it soon.
Can we leave the murky waters of animal cruelty?
Is that...
can we wade to the shore and get back onto more comfortable subjects like telly?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone's going to attack us for being for animal cruelty. I only be animal cruelty, but that's the stuff. Like for me, that's where the value is in a documentary like this, not in necessarily did Carol Baskin do X, Y, and Z. It still feels to me like at the end of episode one, the things that are teased, you could have explained and got to the bottom of in about half an hour in terms of the big stuff, in terms of, guess what? He's been accused of doing something by the FBI. He's been, you know, all of that stuff can be compressed into an incredibly small space of time. And it feels like there's a lot. They're hooking the whole show on that stuff.
It's very well done, though.
Yeah, and I think there's something to be said for just exploring this world of like these big cats zoos, which are so, there's so many across America, and there's so many interesting characters within this world that you kind of get caught up in the whole just finding out about these people that do this for a living.
Yeah, so, right. But we're not exploring those people particularly. We're exploring the real weirdo.
Oh yeah.
In both cases. So I would like when we were in California, we went to this big cat sanctuary that saves cats from places like that. And that's a really good example of a place that they could be talking to, because it's quite possible you could watch this documentary and come off it just thinking that those two are the representatives of both sides of this.
Well, that's one of the things Carol Baskin has complained about, is that they were sold this show on the idea that it was going to be like it was going to be for tigers what Blackfish was for, you know, dealing SeaWorld and you know, killer whales. And so that's why they did it, because they turned down a lot of other interview opportunities, and they took this on that proviso, and then they found out that
it gives a lot of weight and time to what is essentially a conspiracy theory, and which I think any of us would, you know, find quite harsh if we were Carol Baskin. But anyway,
does it though? It doesn't actually give that much time to that.
Well,
it gives a lot of time to Joe being paranoid and convinced about it, but it doesn't actually say that she did it.
No, but it's the thread. It's the thread through the entire series, isn't it? Even if they touch on it for 10 seconds here and there, the thing is, this guy went nuts, called out a hit on this woman who he thinks did blah blah blah.
Yeah, but he didn't call out a hit on her because he demanded justice for her killing her husband. He had him tied up in knots in court.
No, that's right. But she's the villain. She's the villain from the off. And you're trying to decide who the villain is.
I don't think she's the villain. I think Jeff Lowe is the villain in the story.
Do you think? I think we're supposed to be weighing up who's the good guy and who's the bad guy. One of them, or both of them.
I'm not saying that she's the hero. She's definitely not the hero. But she's Jeff Lowe is the main bad guy. They leave her alone after a few episodes, but they do highlight some of the sort of hypocrisy of rescuing tigers from cages to put them in cages.
Cages, yeah. Yeah.
I tell you, the funniest line in the whole show, though, was you know that guy who's working with Jeff Lowe to bring down the Tiger King? He's like the guy, the fat guy.
Oh, yeah, Mike something.
And there's a scene where there's a bit where Joe Exotic's talking about him. He calls him a walking Chucky doll. That was just hideous. And I was in tears laughing at that for ages.
That's a good observation.
It really is. Right.
Should we quiz? Or has anyone else been watching anything of note to touch on while I line up my quiz?
Just a couple of updates. Mandalorian, I'm enjoying that still. 4 episodes in. I think there might be a new one on. But very good. Episode 3 was really good.
Oh, yes, I started it. Yeah.
Episode 3 was brilliant. I think episode 3 is the hook. That little thing they did, not to give away too much or anything like that, but the little thing with the knob in the cockpit of the spacecraft.
Oh, yeah.
That's just... I love things like that. Because, when he reaches and the little thing isn't on there, and then you know, Star Wars has given the world the great helmet acting of our lifetime.
This is one of the reasons I never got into it.
Jedi looking back and forth between Luke and the Emperor. It's like, how are you doing so much with that helmet?
I know.
It's crazy. And in that moment as well, that impassive armored face is doing so much, and it's like, it's incredible, really. I don't know how they figure that out, that it's going to work.
Mm. Yeah, good. John Favreau doing some good stuff.
Really, really impressed with Favreau, actually. Because I remember going through a phase of thinking like, oh, fucking John Favreau is everywhere all the time. And but you've got to give him props. He's done some really good stuff.
Yeah, would like to mention as well, the latest episode of Better Call Saul, season 5, episode 9. If you go on to that one, have you watched it yet? What an episode! That was one of the best episodes.
Did it have a really long tracking shot of something?
You know what? If you watched it, if you haven't watched it, that episode 9 is the last 10 minutes are some of the most brilliant, just incredibly tense, just supremely brilliant acting and storytelling on a screen. Got to watch it. Very good.
Well, depending on how long the lockdown goes on for, eventually I might have to go for it.
Get yourself in there.
Once you've exhausted
just an update from me.
Yeah.
I'm 4 episodes in The Americans. I'm going to say that's a recommend. I wouldn't call it brilliant, but I think it's solid.
I'm so glad to hear you've stayed with it, Matthew. That's fantastic, and you'll be rewarded for that over the long haul.
I really like the premise, and I think there's some really interesting stuff going on there.
I was very disappointed that the character, Mandalorian, having never been able to get into Star Wars, I enjoyed it. It reminded me why I've never been able to get into Star Wars.
Shouldn't be allowed to talk about this show.
I always thought it should be.
You shouldn't be allowed to talk about
it. I always thought it should be. It should be a comedy. Everything looks like people wearing costumes that don't quite fit, and that we should be laughing a bit more than we do, which is why I loved the character. You know when he. No spoilers. You know when he finds the baby.
Yeah.
The guy who actually helps him get into the place.
Yeah, the droid. Yes. The bounty droid.
Yes. I think it was a great character. He was funny.
Yeah, me too.
And I really wanted him to stick around. I really wanted that to be something that became like a.
That would have been a double great, act. Like double, yeah.
Really good, because he was funny. It was really good technology. It didn't look clunky. It also didn't look like CGI, but whoever was playing it played him really.
The guy who played the robot was Taika Waititi, actually, who did Jojo Rabbit.
No way, it was Taika Waititi.
Yes.
I see. Yeah. How great would that have been? All right, well, I will have removed a large part of what we just said by the time people hear this. So let's do a quiz. It's time for the Game of Thrones quiz. Matthew versus Jamie.
I'm going to get killed. I'm going to get creamed.
Can anyone
destroy you?
Can you tell me what the scores are on the quiz so far this year?
I've won one.
I believe I am winning.
You've won two, I'd be Matt.
I think I have.
I think me and Howell have won one each, and you've won two. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that I said I was going to write this down in the last one, and who knows?
No, hang on. I think I'm not. I think I've won one. Howell's won two, and Jamie's won one.
Oh, really? Howell's won two.
Yeah.
Howell won.
Oh yeah, Howell won the Howell Breaking Bad one, didn't he? Actually, yeah.
Yeah, Howell won the Breaking Bad one, and he snuck the Friends one as well. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. I don't give a fuck.
Oh no, I won.
No, Jamie won the Friends one.
All right, Jamie's won two.
Okay.
No, we've only had three quizzes. We've done one quiz each. We're back to the beginning now. Yeah, there was the failed one that Matt did that was pathetic. So essentially, if everyone feels like they've won one, then we're all it's 1-1-1. Yeah, shit. Someone listening, point out who's winning. Here we go. Question one.
Theme song.
What is the name of Arya's dire wolf?
What
is it?
I know this. Hang on. If I can get it without the multiple choice, do I get extra points?
No. There is a multiple choice.
There's multiple choice. It's multiple choice. It's just the way it goes.
Is it Nymeria? No.
Nymeria.
Oh, what have you done? Jamie?
I just won. I won the quiz.
No, you did.
And the options are A, Nymeria, B, Snow, or C, Lady. Write down your answer and we'll come back to them.
Okay.
Question number two.
Can I get bonus points here for knowing...
No.
You're on the verge of losing points here. Minus points. Number two. What is Jon Snow's real name?
Oh, shit.
Mm.
Good question.
I should be writing these
one
down.
One word.
Sorry.
If you can spell it, well, you don't get a bonus point. But I'll say well done. Question number three. Which cast member also played a Disney character?
Which cast member also played a Disney character?
Yep.
Good God. It's a big cast.
It is. I'll tell you who's in a... more recent, it's not a classic, it's a more recent thing,
okay.
A remake type thing.
Okay.
Oh shit, I've got multi choice for that if you want them. I wasn't going to use multi choice. Do you feel like
it's very hard based on the first two?
All right. Emilia Clarke, B, Richard Madden, or C, Maisie Williams?
Damn, not helping.
I know this one. Thank you, Hal. Question four?
Question four. What is not part of the Night's Watch vows? A. Win no glory. B. Take no wife. C. Kill no innocent. A. Win no glory. B. Take no wife.
Which one is not?
Which one is not? Two of those are. C. Kill no innocent. Win no glory. Take no wife. Kill no innocent. Two of those are. Which one is not part of the Night's Watch vows? Question number five. What language do red priests and priestesses use? A. Old tongue. B. High Valyrian. C. Giscari.
Okay.
Old Tongue, High Valyrian, or Giscari? Spelled Giscar.
Is that actually included in the TV show? Have you got that from the book?
Who knows? Right. Question six. Who is executed via molten gold?
Oh, yes. What's his name? Have you got a multiple choice on that?
No, mate.
Come on.
Oh, have you got it, Matt?
Sorry, I've got it.
Make it a little bit difficult.
What I'll do is I'll give you half a point if you tell me.
Sure you have.
If you get one of the person's names right, I will give you half a point.
What?
Yeah. So they've got a first name and a second name. I'm not going to give double points for two names, but I will give a half point if you only get one.
Okay.
Question 7. How many episodes of Games of Thrones were there in total?
Ah, that's a tricky one.
Closest answer wins the point. Closest answer wins the point. Just making a note of that. Who?
I thought I could hear Jamie frantically googling.
No, that was me. Sorry.
That was Howell.
Question number 8. True or false? There is one main character. Sorry, there is one character that appears in all episodes of Game of Thrones. True or false, Matthew? That's the question. Yeah.
One character that appears in all. Mm-hmm. How many episodes?
400.
Oh, that's a tricky one. True. I'm going to go with that person.
Question number 9, please. What is the release date of Game of Thrones?
The release date, what, the first episode?
Yes.
What are we going, month and year?
We're going nearest to the day.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Nearest to the day. Question 10. Who directed the first series of the Game of Thrones?
Can I have that question again?
Who directed the first season of Game of Thrones?
Did the whole thing?
They did.
I've got no fucking idea.
No.
Oh, hang on, that might not be true.
Oh, yeah, Howell. I very much doubt good it's fact one
check.
Person.
One person directing.
There's no way.
10 hours of television.
Come on, you two. Keep slagging me off for a minute.
Yeah. Let me just pig.
Check. Like my, yeah. That's not. Yeah.
Okay. Howell, how many people directed episodes?
You can both get
big mouth.
You can both get a point for question 10. Congratulations. Well done, both.
Yeah.
Okay. 1 point each before we start doing the answers. And I believe you're both going to get this one as well. So, Jamie, what was the name of Arya's direwolf?
A.
Which was
A, whatever A was.
You couldn't even write it down when he told it you. Nymeria is correct. No, Nymeria is correct. Yeah. Well done.
Because I spoiled that.
Yep.
How about we have a face-off over how many of the other direwolves we can name?
I'll tell you what, I'll ask you a quick-fire question right now for the two mess-ups of questions that we've just done, right? So 0 points, but 2 points are available, and this is going to be the... We're getting rid of everything that we've just discussed. Question 1 and question 10 are gone. For 2 points, fastest answer, first person to answer wins. Are you ready? I'm going to ask you a very easy question. It's going to come out of my mouth very quickly. Who pushed Bran out of the tower?
Jamie Lannister.
Matthew wins 2 points.
I got the full name. Surely he doesn't deserve it just saying Jamie.
Mate. Get out of it. You lost, bro. Stay off the court.
Question 2.
That is an absolute joke.
What is Jon Snow's real name, Jamie?
I've got Aegon Targaryen.
Very good. Aegon. Matt, what did you get?
Oh, I just put Targaryen.
Yeah.
Give him nothing.
That's. I'm going to have to give you nothing for that one, Matt.
Was he actually named Daemon?
Aegon.
Aegon. Interesting, eh?
Why was he called Aegon?
Because they wanted to name him after Aemon Holmes and spelt it wrong on the...
Did they actually say that he was going to be called Aegon Targaryen?
Yeah. Because she whispers it.
The name. Question 3 was...
Hang on.
Yeah.
What? Who whispers what?
His mum does on a deathbed.
On a deathbed.
And that's when Bran hears it.
Right.
Question number three. Which cast member also played a Disney character? Emilia Clarke, Richard Madden, Maisie Williams, Matthew?
I've gone for Emilia Clarke.
Jamie?
Richard Madden.
Is correct. Can you tell me what he wear?
Beauty and the Beast, is it?
No, it was Cinderella.
Oh, okay.
Nobody cared. Question number four. What is not part of the Night's Watch vows? Win no glory, take no wife, kill no innocent. Matthew?
C.
Jamie?
Win no glory. Kill no win C. Basically.
Is correct, both of you. What? Point
did,
each.
Did he just change his answer to Matthew?
No, I didn't. I got them mixed up. I put C.
That's
I
what
wrote
it
C.
Sounded like.
I wrote C down. Okay, C down.
But you meant win no glory.
No, I didn't. I meant kill the innocents. Okay.
We've reached question five of nine, and it's 3-3 in the scoreboard. Question number five. Which language or what language do red priests and priestesses use? What have you got, Matt?
I'm going to let Jamie go first, actually. So are you? Steal my answer again.
Jamie, what did you get for this?
A, Old Tongue.
And Matthew?
Oh, I've gone for High Valyrian, B.
One of you is correct.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I don't think it's me.
Find out after this break. Dun, dun,
oh, dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Have you been watching the quiz on ITV?
No.
It's been on the last two nights, and the last one's on tonight. It's called Quiz, and it's the story of the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire robbery theft thing. It's brilliant. Watch
it.
Here is the answer.
He's in it from thingy. The answer was High Valyrian. Congratulations, Matthew.
That's the sound of me penetrating you.
What's the flipping best the series of the year that we banged on about, the comedy with Brian Cox? The names escape
it's
my brain.
It's not a comedy.
Succession.
It's not a comedy. Jesus Christ,
it's
Matthew.
It's not. It's a drama.
God, what's his name? He plays Tom in that.
Oh, he's in it, isn't he? Yeah,
he's in it.
I don't remember his name.
There's a number of excellent actors in Quiz. Do not miss it. It's brilliant. I'm talking about.
Let's go back to the quiz.
Terrestrial
Matthew
television.
Something.
Here.
Matthew Fadden McFadden.
Yeah, that's it. Question number six, with Matthew leading 4 points to 3. Who is executed via molten gold? Jamie?
Rhaegar Targaryen?
Ah, you fucking bellend. It's Viserys Targaryen.
And Matthew gets a point. Jamie, you get half a point because you did get Targaryen.
How did you know he's cheated? He's so
not,
cheated.
I have not cheated. I read the books, my friend.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
Question number seven. How many episodes of Game of Thrones are there in total? Closest answer wins the point, so give me your answers, please. Say them after three. 1, 2, 3.
76.
Ooh, wow, we're both very close.
Very close. And the answer was 73. Jamie gets the point.
Fuck my fucking balls.
Have a piece of that.
I don't like it, but I've got it.
Question 8. Matt is now on 5 points. Jamie is on 4.5 points. He's only half a point behind him. Bearing in mind, we've only got two answers left. Question 8. True or false, there is one character that appears in all episodes of the Game
true
of Thrones.
True or false? I thought you asked who it was.
Jesus, I said no, true or false to you like four times because I could tell you were dangling off the wrong
stick. Well, you clearly think it's true then, Matthew. So,
well, yeah, I've said true. Yeah.
Well, look, it doesn't matter. We've not given you the answer yet, and Jamie hasn't given you his. So just tell me what you think. You're going to say it's true that there is one character that appears in all episodes of Game of Thrones. Yeah. Jamie, what are you saying?
I'm saying false.
Well, what's just happened to the scores is that Jamie is now half a point ahead of Matthew.
Kabuki!
It was false. There is half a point in it and 1 point to go. What is the release date? What was the release date of Game of Thrones nearest to the day as I found it on the internet? Matthew, what date are you giving me?
I've gone for September the 8th, 2009.
8th of September 2009.
No, it's just that you're very similar to me. I've got 21st of August 2009.
Wow. So, you're both 2 years out.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm going to be right then, aren't I?
It was 2011. It was
April,
and it was the 17th, which means that Matthew wins a point, which means he wins 6 to 5.5. It's the closest match we've had. And Matthew takes the lead in the overall quizzing on the box set pod. Congratulations. You know,
as soon as I said 2009, I was like, I'm way early. What am I thinking?
I think
I just got into my head that it was a 10-year anniversary as well when it final series came on, so I went with 2009, but damn.
Well, there we go.
Congratulations, Matthew. That was a very good quiz, Howell.
Thanks very much. So, what's next? What's going to be the quiz next time? Who's next up?
Jamie. I think it's me. And I will do a quiz on The Wire.
I'm gonna smash you.
Jesus. Can't you go for something fun? Oh, a couple of bits of news. Number one, it's Michael Sheen, isn't it? The one who's a really good actor and impressionist.
Yeah.
He plays Chris Tarrant in this thing that I'm talking about, and he's brilliant. You want to hate him because his impression's so flipping Michael Sheeny, and but it's so good. There's even a scene. Remember when we saw Tarrant in France, Jamie?
Yeah, and he was going, the thing about Who Wants to be a Millionaire?
he was sitting outside a cafe with a cigar in his hand, and as we walked past, he said, the thing about Who Wants to be a Millionaire? And in this thing, there is actually a scene where he is sitting outside a cafe with a cigar saying, the thing about millionaires. And I was like, this is so accurate. The other bit of news is that for those of you like Matt who are Chuck fans, in aid of a good Chuck cause, the cast are doing a table read from their lockdowns. They're asking you to vote on your favourite episode. They're doing a table read in the lockdowns, and they're going to release it this week on Friday.
So many to choose from.
Yeah, I know there are. There's
so
hundreds.
Many classics.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the one where...
Check out any of their Instagrams and you'll see it on there, and donate to a good cause as well.
Which is
and
the one where she has to change from a Dutch milkmaid's outfit from... into a bikini in the back of a car.
I don't know, but I'll check. I'll get back to you on that.
I think it's all of them.
Yeah. Actually, they tone it down later on. It's very disappointing. So, thank you for listening. If you'd like to email us, it's studio@theboxsetpod.com. And next time, we're going to be doing a quiz about The Wire. And Matthew's going to win. And then once we get to Dexter, he's going to start losing. Come on.
Yeah, I've only seen one series of Dexter. That's all I needed.
Have a great lockdown. To
you
everyone
too.
In the world, and my heartfelt appreciation and thanks and sympathy go out to Matthew Wallace's family.